the hour,
the Gadgadasha?
It's the G'day Show. G'day, everybody. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Evan Mantell is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are raring to go. Monday, the 17th of February, it is President's Day. Which of all of the presidents that you've ever studied in school, Jennifer, which one is your fave?
I have a couple.
Yeah?
It's tough for me to pick between Washington, Lincoln, and Reagan.
Really?
Yes.
Washington, Lincoln, and Reagan. Mm-hmm. Have you visited all three of their memorials?
No.
Really? Why not?
I have visited the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
And I have visited the Reagan Library.
Never went up into the Washington Monument, huh?
Nope, never been there.
I often wondered how that came about. This phallic. I don't know. Was Washington?
Men control the world, and so we get these big phallic symbols for.
Was Washington follicularly challenged? All the guys at that stage, they all wore wigs,
yeah,
so nobody really
wig.
Knew whether they had hair or not. Did he have hair?
You know, in my mind, he does. Yes, but
well,
I don't know. I
wig.
Wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. You think that he?
I think his wig is his hair. Yeah, in your mind, when you visualize him, you see that the curly white hair.
It's not curly. It's
kind
sort
of
back like a ponytail. It was the original ponytail.
It was definitely wavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had the first mullet.
I wonder.
Business in the front, party in the back.
If our thinking is the same about him or other world figure or other people in the history of the world like Jesus, the hair that you see that he wore.
He also had wavy kind of brown long locks.
Did he really?
And look like an Italian
now,
if you believe
you
the Renaissance painters.
Yeah, really. I want to know whether people, this is going to really send people, whether you think George Washington was sexy or not. Or was Jesus, the pictures you've seen of Jesus, was he sexy?
This will send people over
you
the edge, Jeff.
Yeah,
confirmed.
Safe to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I just thought I'd ask, you know me.
I will say in the pictures that, you know, that are representative of Jesus, he was a good-looking man.
Yes, right. But none of those are really what he looked like. So
we don't know.
Have your, you know, no, not, well, there are plenty of profiles of him. How that word gets interpreted into picture, it's all part of one's imagination, right? You use your imagination to sort of figure it out. And you know what? At the end of the day, what difference does it make under the circumstances? I don't think it makes any difference how these people looked. It's what they did that was important. And in terms of our going back, I don't know why I went down to the Jesus thing other than the pictures, thinking about our presidents from Washington to Mr. Obama, and the people who have served in between, there are some really good ones, there are some really bad ones, and there are a lot of mediocre ones, pretty much the same as the human condition. There are a lot of really smart, accomplished people. There are a lot of really lazy people who don't do anything with their lives, and they throw away whatever qualities they have that may be worthwhile. And then there are those who are in the middle, who get up on Monday morning and think, ugh, got to go to work today. And then they find out it's a holiday. They may not have to. If you work for the government, you have to go to work today. Work in a bank, don't have to go to work today.
Yeah, congratulations.
You're a teacher, don't have to go to work today. But here we are.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, have to go to work today.
Yes, or else off with their heads. All right, so let's find out what's going on in the Olympics. First of all, Jennifer, I'm always interested in your take because you always have, you're always looking at it from a different perspective. Is Bodie Miller attractive?
Yes.
Did you find him attractive?
Yes.
Okay.
That is confirmed.
Do you know what he does?
Isn't he like a snowboarder, skateboarder kind of guy? Skier, I don't know. He does things in the Olympics.
Point made. There's one point for the good guys, Kenny.
Let me just tell you something.
Yes.
If it has something to do with the Olympics and it doesn't involve a hockey stick, I have absolutely no idea. But I do know that he's an Olympian. Isn't that good enough? And I do know that he is attractive.
Yes. And he also...
Oh, he's a snow... He might be a skier.
He's an alpine skier.
Yes. Is he? Okay, see, yes. I was close. See, there you go.
And the story at DougSteffen.com today, people buzzing. Matter of fact, the internet went crazy over an interview he did with the NBC ski reporter at the Olympics. He was crying because she kept asking him about his dead brother and whether or not he did this for his dead brother, to the point where it just becomes ridiculous. Why don't you play, Evan, play that audio again, this lady, what's her name, the reporter, Kenny?
Kristen Cooper.
Yeah, Kristen Cooper.
Kristen Cooper.
Interviewing Bodie Miller.
Bodhi, you're showing so much emotion down here. What's going through your mind?
I mean, a lot, obviously. Just a long struggle coming in here, and just a tough year. And
I know you wanted to be here with Chile, really experiencing these games, and how much does it mean to you to come up with a great performance for him, and was it for him?
I mean, I don't know if it's really for him, but I wanted to come here and I don't know, I guess make myself proud, but...
When you're looking up in the sky at the start, we see you there, and it just looks like you're talking to somebody. What's going on there?
All right, go ahead, Jennifer.
The stars, come on!
It really is. It borderlines on pathetic.
What a jerky thing to do to this poor guy.
It's just, well, she was green, pup reporter.
Well, no, she was trying to get him to cry. Oh, my gosh, you might as well poke him with a pin.
So you think that the bosses at NBC said to her, hey, listen, this guy had a tragedy. His family, his brother died. Go find some emotional connection between his brother and him and the victory that he's just had on the slopes. Do you think that NBC is callous enough to suggest that she ought to do that?
I would venture a guess that it is not necessarily NBC that's doing that. It's the fact that these reporters think that they have to either do shocking news or they have to get some sort of terrible response so that they become famous and they get kind of catapulted into the next level so that she's not standing on the sidelines anymore and maybe put behind a desk somewhere.
Going into the locker room at the next football game.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So feelings on this, 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Some more on the Olympics, the Winter Olympics focus. I think it's good. A lot of stars were in the Olympic stars are in the Valentine mood. A lot of dating. What's that app called, Kenny, that's being used by the...
Tinder.
Tinder. Jennifer, you know about Tinder? Have you ever heard
about
Tinder?
I do know about Tinder, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever used it?
I actually did just for research, and I shut it off because I wanted to see what it was like.
Research?
Well, no, I was just interested to see what happened because everybody was talking about Tinder. It's a big deal for 20-somethings.
What is it? What's the difference between that and Match.com?
Match, you go in and you put in a profile and they match you. Tinder uses, like, your social media settings. So it's always kind of like a friend of a friend of a friend that you meet. And it uses your area. And then it gives you, like, a catalog. So it shows you a picture of a guy or a girl, and you either say yes or no. There's very little information. It's very much based on, like,
yes or no to what? Getting together?
Either yes,
up,
I like him, or no, I don't. So let's say you click yes, and then you move on to the next one. You click no, 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 and then you click another one that's yes. And if any of the people that you clicked yes on like you back, they'll let you know. They'll notify you, and then you can meet up.
So it's quite a playground. If they can, apparently,
it's definitely
from what you're telling
for more
me,
casual daters.
Yeah, but it also sounds like it's regionalized, so that the people at the Olympics could be, there's 3,000 of them there, they could easily figure out that they were at the Olympics, and you could hook up if you wanted
definitely
to based on whatever
it's,
the
profile. It's based on where you are at that moment, yes.
All right, that's sort of interesting. Something we've learned from this technology at the Olympics. Hoo-ah. 888-302-3684. It's a quarter past the hour. If you have not ordered Genucel yet, after all of this time, me telling you about how this works, the stem cell technology works, it's the new treatment for bags and puffiness under your eyes. There has been a lot of attention paid over the last 10, 12 years to this for its obvious reasons. Since the Bill Clinton presidency, when people looked at his eyes and they said, wow, what's wrong with his eyes? He had those puffy bags under his eyes because he always looked like he never got enough sleep. Well, turns out he didn't. He only slept 3 or 4 hours a night, and that'll do it. He's the poster child for this sort of thing, but you look in the mirror this morning and see if you don't see bags and puffiness, and you want some kind of treatment that you know will work. Well, Genucel is guaranteed to work, and because it was produced using the new stem cell technology, you know what they've come up with, this serum they've come up with, really is going to treat the problem and correct it. 800 is the number. I'm giving you the right number. 800-543-9262. If this sounds good to you, you should call that number, 800-543-9262, and have Genucel go to work on your eyes, the puffiness, the bags, the lines, the circles around your eyes. You'll see Genucel working in just 12 hours. That's a guarantee or your money back as well. So get in on the deal. Call 800-543-9262. Matter of fact, Genucel has extended the Valentine's Day sale, because Valentine's is over, but for another week or two, you'll be able to call 800-543-9262, order Genucel right away, and get a free bottle of Esotique Wrinkle Treatment. So your whole face is going to benefit from this exercise. Express shipping is yours free. Just mention Doug Steffen when you call for Genucel, 800-543-9262.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature, I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Don't wait. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug here in this hour. And by the way, if you are a fan of the program and you can't hear all the bits and pieces, we have a new arrangement with podcastone.com, podcastone.com. I listened to some of it actually myself. I don't usually listen to myself, but I listened to some of it over the weekend. What an amazing job they did with 4 hours of programming. I should put them on all six. And boiling it down to about an hour and, I think it was about an hour and 50 minutes. But just really smooth. A great way for you to collect yourself on what you don't hear on the Good Day program. Go to podcastone.com. The Good Day program, by the way, Stalin has not made it to the Olympics yet. 21 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I give you a little performance.
Why don't you keep singing the Spice Girls?
Oh, go ahead. I couldn't do that.
Right. You were actually pretty good.
I know, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Look at you. Go ahead. Do it. Go ahead.
Spice Girls number one during this week in 1997 with Wannabe.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Should I call?
Yeah, that was good.
I want to really, really, really want.
Right there.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Why did they stop? Was it just they ran out of...
You know, when you reach the pinnacle of fate, you know, they didn't want to embarrass the Beatles, so I think they wanted it. They just quit for a little while.
Boy, have you, the Beatles have been, for some reason or other, I was listening to Beatle Brunch yesterday on KRLA, K-Earth here in Los Angeles. And it was really the whole business this last week or 10 days with the 50th anniversary of the Beatles on Ed Sullivan's show, and they're coming to New York and then going to America and then doing the world tour. What an amazing, I had no idea that when they, their first world tour, that Ringo sat it out. Did you know that? He had tonsillitis.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He didn't make it. They had some guy that they found in 4 hours. This was the day before they were supposed to leave on their first world tour. And he had bad tonsillitis, and he had to go to the hospital. And he was told to stay in bed for 3 weeks. So they decided not to cancel the world tour, but to bring some guy that nobody ever heard of as the drummer. And so the first world tour didn't feature Ringo.
That's
now, how
really
many people
weird.
Knew that?
Did not.
That's very important stuff. Okay, speaking of very important stuff, a lot of people are talking about the Time Warner Comcast deal, including this guy, host Joe Wade, talking to Matt Wood from the Free Press about this big deal.
What is it with these companies? Do they have to be so stinking huge? They're going to own Time Warner, NBC, Comcast. Is this all about profit and the stock price?
Yeah, totally. I mean, do they have to be huge? Probably their shareholders and their customers would give you different answers. And these are two of the most unpopular companies in the country when it comes to customer service because nobody is really very much in love with their cable guy. And they keep getting bigger. And this has really been going on for more than a decade now as these companies get bigger and bigger and buy each other up. And somehow the service doesn't get any better and the prices keep going up.
You know, I have Time Warner Cable. I've had issues with them. I've called to complain. And for the most part, you know, I've been satisfied. But it's constant. It just never ends.
Right.
And it just, you know, what happened to the day, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, we're, you know, all about customer service. Every company says that. But the reality is they're not.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you have an essential monopoly. There's some competition for cable TV from the satellite companies, but that sort of depends on where you live. You might not even be able to put a dish outside of your house, depending on how your home or apartment is set up. There's some competition on the broadband side, too, but not really even, because Verizon and AT&T, as gigantic as those companies are focusing less and less on their wired broadband offerings. They're kind of turning more and more to the wireless side and leaving home broadband and home video to the cable companies. And so when you don't really have anybody pushing you, and you know there's really not a great threat that the customer can pick up and leave and go take their business somewhere else, it's just a hard business to expect great customer service or any kind of downward pressure on pricing.
Yeah, and we're not going to win. It's a $45 billion deal.
It's a big price tag. I mean, you know, the Comcast, NBC, that went through back in 2011. That went through, I think it's fair to say, if not by the skin of its teeth, then at a pretty close call, because Comcast had to make a lot of promises, make a lot of commitments that they've honored to some degree since then.
I thought it was interesting that he said, Jennifer, these are two of the most unpopular companies in America. They are. Their service
because
sucks.
They're just, well, it's because they're so big. Yeah. And, you know,
like Verizon or dealing with American Airlines or anybody like that.
Same it'll be thing. Interesting if the government lets the merger go through, because it will make them such a monopoly. But we'll see.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, does it help or hurt Obamacare that employees can work less, yet still get health insurance?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
You know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay. I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End Abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. When the Congressional Budget Office said that Obamacare would allow some workers the choice of keeping health care and retiring early, staying with their family, was that a good or a bad thing?
Ellendorf himself said it's a disincentive to work, which tracks with what the labor union said, that Obamacare will fundamentally transform in a negative way the middle class, the backbone of the middle class, which is the 40-hour work.
This is not about destroying jobs. This is about people, and we all know them, who hold on to jobs solely because they need the health insurance. Now they can get health insurance without the job because of Obamacare. Job lock used to be something Republicans complained about. Now apparently they think it's a good thing.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Three after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the air with the IDUs, the facts, the opinions, things that are going on around the country and around the world. Although, for the most part, I'm more interested in sticking to what's going on in America, frankly. Although I do find this story to be rather interesting. The Ethiopian pilot flying a 787. Who decided
that we don't hear much about the 787. That's a big plane, right?
The 787 was the replacement for the 757 and 767, in that it is capable of being stretched. So it carries from 189 passengers to 249. And it is the new era. You've heard controversy about the 787 because there were electrical problems with it when they first. Matter of fact, there's only one American airline that is flying them at the moment. That's United. Most of them are either Asian airlines or Middle Eastern airlines, such as the circumstance with the Ethiopian. The captain got up out of the cockpit and told the co-pilot to fly the plane. So the captain gets up, goes to the bathroom. The co-pilot locks the door so the captain can't get back in into the cockpit, and the guy flies into, I think he flew into Rome or Switzerland or someplace. I don't remember now. He went to Geneva.
Geneva, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So he landed in Geneva because he wanted to seek asylum in a country that wasn't like the country he's from. So what happens? Probably they welcome him with open arms. I just find it very interesting. Stories about hijackers. I don't know that I've ever remembered a legitimate airline pilot or co-pilot hijacking a plane. Anybody remember one about
it? Never.
Huh? Never.
No.
Pretty colorful story.
Mm-hmm.
888-302-3684. Winter weather in the news. Jennifer and Kenny and I are all in Southern California.
Nanny, nanny, nanny.
I was listening yesterday to Charlie Tuna on KRLA, one of the great jocks still that's around there. One of the few really great, great jocks still on the air. I was listening to him do an interview, as a matter of fact, with Daryl Hall. And Daryl Hall, who's what, 50-something? Mm-hmm. How old would you say Daryl Hall
is? Maybe a little older,
Probably more than that. He says, I grew up listening. I love the fact that you're still on the radio. I grew up listening to you. And I'm waiting for that to
well,
start
Charlie's
with me.
Well, Charlie's got to be 80 now, don't you
No, I think he's my age. I don't think he's much older than I am. Maybe
oh,
a
gosh,
little bit.
Oh, gosh, I
don't
think he's older than you.
If he may be in his 70s, early 70s, but, man, he doesn't sound it. And he doesn't look
and
it.
And he doesn't look it.
No.
But
no.
He also has a little help on the top. If you
well, he does. He doesn't have much of his own, so he went
he
to the
He can wash his hair in the dishwasher.
Wash and hangs it out to dry. At any rate, he was teasing those who would listen to iHeartRadio because Kay Earth is an iHeart station. People listening around the country to what goes on at the radio station for the same reason I just pointed out because he's one of the great jocks. But he's teasing people on the East Coast because of the weather there having been as bad as it was. I made it out just in time last Wednesday before the latest storm. Another one coming through early this week. And then I'm going to bet that things are going to become better, faster. And whether or not it is global warming, Mr. Kerry, the Secretary of State, started something this weekend that may become another round of conversation or finger-pointing, whatever it is. Kerry was talking about the weather and climate change and global warming as being the ultimate target for the people who want to destroy the way of life that we've established. In other words, terrorism is built on the fact that global warming is changing the world. Look at what's happening in England and Northern Europe. Look at what's happening in our country. These people sound so foolish when they say that. They really do. From my perspective, anyway, going back to the official weather records that are kept by the government didn't start till the 1840s. So you go back to, records in England and in Europe started before that, and the storm that's affecting Europe right now, or did this past weekend through the weekend, was the worst since 1760, according to records. But to say that this has never happened before is such foolishness.
Yeah.
These people really, really sound foolish. Expect that when you go back over the history of the world, 4.5+ billion years, this has happened hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Is it being exacerbated, made worse by us burning fossil fuels? Maybe. Jury's still out on that. What'd you start to say, Jen?
It was interesting because I was out in Paso Robles, California this past weekend with my grandpa, and big agricultural region. They do a lot of wine, so they have a lot of grapes. They do a lot of fruit, almond trees, huge, and walnut trees. And so I was in one of the tasting rooms, and I said, so how is this drought affecting? And this girl was very young, but she was very knowledgeable, very cute. She probably was about 22, maybe 21, 22 years old. And so I was expecting to hear the global warming speech, but I kind of asked her, so how's the drought affecting you guys? And she said, no one here is really worried yet. She said, weather is so cyclical. And, we study this. She's like, we know how to get around these types of conditions, and it's all cyclical. And I think that's one thing that we forget, and the media forgets because they like to glamorize the fact that it's winter, polar vortex, or in the West, there's a drought. Everything is cyclical. It'll rain again. It'll stop snowing eventually. It just happens to be these big years. And I think if we're all careful about what we do and kind of clean up after our own self, I think we can that's the way to live responsibly here.
Well, there are those are very good, very salient points. And there are other points that affect all of this. But to continue to this becomes such a political thing, and that's the sad reality. Instead of it being caught, the scientific aspects of this and the changes that come about because of real science or things that are being discovered because of real science get washed away in this nonsensical political discussion about global warming. But everything has become so political. Everything is political today. And it's sad because what ought to be taught in schools, the teachers are using their own political swing on things to teach stuff that isn't true on either side, frankly. And so where are the facts? It's kind of like news, bro. It's everything. I'm telling you, everything is politicized today. The Olympic Games politicized. Some people want to know what the politics are of some of the kids who are playing. And just the religious aspects of things, or how can these children, and many people refer to them still as children, be so swayed by all of the carnal knowledge and the carnal activities taking place there? It's a hookup place for kids. That's what the Olympics are. You don't want to hear that, so that's not part of what... I'd rather know who's winning what game. By the way, the Netherlands are full in, still in first place. With regard to the medal events for today, the men's biathlon, 15-kilometer mass, what does that mean, Evan? Mass, what does that mean?
A mass start means that they kind of all start together. And that one was having some weather issues, so it may or may not have started already.
What, is it not enough snow?
No.
60 degrees.
Fog.
Fog, yes, exactly.
Fog. Well, that's brought about by the warm temperatures.
Yeah.
When they, no, I'm not being facetious.
No,
that's what happens. Yeah. When the snow on the mountains is manufactured, which is what it is, and the snow, the coldness hits the warmth of the land or the air, it's going to create a fog-like reality. So that's what they're confronting. Men's snowboard cross
also has fog issues.
All right, so when you give me this information, will you make it a little so that I'm going to sound like I know what I'm talking about, even if I don't?
Yes.
As you know, Doug, that means fog issues.
Right, yeah.
Everything else is clear of fog and scheduled to start on time.
All right. Ice dancing, the free dance component of that, 10 o'clock Eastern time today. The women's biathlon, 12.5-kilometer, another mass start event, 10 o'clock Eastern time. The men's two-man bobsled team, they compete at 11 o'clock Eastern time this morning. Men's freestyle skiing, the aerials are going on today. The men's team ski jumping, large. This is, what do we have, jumps on large hills and then jumps on small hills?
Yeah, there are different sized hills. I'm not quite sure the dynamics of it and all. But, yeah, there's bigger hills and smaller hills.
All right, so we know Jennifer's not following this if it's not hockey. Kenny, how much of this are you actually following for the purposes of trying to keep us informed, even though we don't sound informed, because none of us really care? What do you feel are the cogent points other than the Russians were beaten in hockey by the Americans 3-2? That seems to be something everybody can gravitate to. Everybody can understand that. People say, yeah, the United States beat the Russian Federation. But what else?
Well, I think the other thing this weekend was the two-man bobsled, because everybody wanted to see how the Jamaican bobsled team was going to do.
Not too well.
No, they finished 30th out of 30.
Right. We have our video.
They probably have more heart than any of the other teams.
Yeah. It's always fun to hear their stories. Video of the day today at DougStefan.com is the story of the Jamaican bobsled team not doing so well at the Olympics. They have a catchy song on YouTube, however, and you can catch that at the Video of the Day box at DougStefan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, it's Doug Stefan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Most guys spend very little time on personal grooming during the winter months. To help men look and feel great, Dove Men Plus Care expert and dermatologist Dr. Jeffrey Benabio offers these tips to help men avoid irritation this winter.
If you've spent all day outside in the cold, a hot shower is tempting, but hot water makes it hard for your skin to retain moisture. Instead, use lukewarm water. It keeps you warm without the harsh effect. Also, the winter sun still presents risks. Use moisturizer with minimum SPF 15. Lastly, wearing multiple layers can cause you to sweat, leading to underarm irritation. Protect yourself with a non-irritating deodorant like Dove Men Plus Care Fresh Awake Antiperspirant, which cares for skin with one quart of moisturizer and also provides powerful 48-hour odor and wetness protection.
A few simple steps can save men months of irritated skin this winter. For more information on tips and products that can help, visit DoveMenCare.com.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Don't wait. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store before it's too late.
A major hub for morning information, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Craigslist news now.
Uh-oh. Have you been on Craigslist
woman?
Trolling around?
Well, no. Well, actually, I have. I'm selling some equipment on Craigslist, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not related necessarily to the lady who was accused of the so-called Craigslist murders. This woman is 19 years old from Pennsylvania. She was charged along with her husband in the murder of a man that they met through Craigslist. But now she admits that she and her husband killed at least 22 others. In fact, they say they don't know how many. They stopped counting at 22.
Gross.
Now, this is an interview that appears today. Police say that they're investigating all of these admissions. Miranda Barber is her name, and she's 19 years old. She said she wants to plead guilty to the killing of this one fellow in the Craigslist murder last November. She said her other victims were all the way from Alaska to North Carolina. The murders took place over the last 6 years as part of her involvement in some satanic cult. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against her and her husband. I think that as these things come out, one wonders how it is that people can be this corrupted at this age.
Mm-hmm.
How are you in this bad a mental
point.
Place
yep.
at that age of your life? And whether I spend any more time on that, that's not the kind of thing I like to spend a lot of time on. Actually, some other Craigslist news, a Craigslist sort of prank. A judge has banned a man from using the internet after he used a neighbor's likeness in an online personal ad on Craigslist.
Yeah.
The circuit judge ordered Jason Willis to steer clear of the web for the rest of his life. The lady next door, identified only as Dawn, did not think this was a joke. He said this was kind of a, he meant it as a joke. She was shocked and surprised when a number of gentlemen callers flocked to her doorstep.
Oh, jeez.
Because he'd posted her name, her address, and her picture on Craigslist and suggested that if you went to her house, she would perform all sorts of wonderful things.
No.
Yes.
That's like writing someone's number on a bathroom door.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, he is not going to serve time, but he is. How do you keep somebody from going on the internet, though? What do you do? How do you keep...
It's the new way to patrol. I mean, that's the new crime and the new predators come from there.
How do you keep somebody from having a computer or having it set up so that you can do whatever you want to do? I don't get that. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120 count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Time for us to visit with Shelley Palmer and also to delve into some other things that may be of interest when it comes to communicating and using technology, all kinds of new things. Almost every day has some new item or new we find ourselves trying to find a new relationship with some piece of technology. Shelley Palmer today is going to talk with you about Oyster. Oyster is an app that lets you read as many books as you want for $10 a month. When I see that, I think about the movie. I saw two movies this weekend, Philomena and Her.
What'd you think of Philomena?
I thought it was a scathing indictment of the Catholic Church.
Wasn't it a great movie, though?
Appropriate. It's a wonderful movie. Not only because it's a scathing indictment of the Catholic Church, but because it was done as well as it was done. And then this movie, Her, with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson is the voice of Her. The reason I bring it up now is because one of the things that she does as what they call an OS in the film is read books. This is a virtual. This is not a reality. This is not a person, but yet exposed to emails and books and that sort of thing. This app was able to read 84 books in 3 seconds and stuff like that. So I'm not sure you can be able to do that, but be interesting to find out what Oyster is all about, and we'll find that out in just a minute here on Good Day.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Oyster launched last fall, it let you read as many books as you wanted for less than $10 a month on your iPhone or iPad. Oyster recently launched a brand new children's category featuring 100 new titles just added in a deal with Disney Publishing. The section gathers the new editions along with the children's titles already available on Oyster up through those categorized as a young adult. The new section, which includes about 10,000 available titles, is far more than just picture books. While some picture books are available, almost all children's titles on Oyster are text-based. This update is an important one for Oyster, as several other companies have launched similar services aimed at children since Oyster launched in September. Amazon's Kindle Free Time Unlimited and Epic both specifically target kids in the unlimited reading market, so Oyster's a bit late to the party. Will it catch up? Decide for yourself on your iDevice today or Android in the coming months. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-8570. That's 1-800-583-8570.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
When you talk to Siri, everything that passes from your lips to her digital ears ends up on Apple's servers. Did you know that?
I believe that. There's no privacy anymore.
It's not a momentary thing either. These sound bites can be retained for as long as 2 years, according to a story that we posted at DougStefan.com. Spokesperson from Apple reached out to one of these magazines. Wired is a magazine, or is that? Yeah, that is a magazine on technology, right, Kenny?
Yes.
Clarifying.
Also.
Yeah. The company's Siri-related data retention policy. After the initial processing is completed, Siri requests are stored for 6 months. User information is stored so that Apple can analyze the quality of their service. They say it's playing an important role in improving how Siri works. So what do you think of that, folks, if you're an Apple user? 59 pack.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.